While people were talking about capacity utilization in factories going up, economy is picking up, schools have opened, hospitals have opened. But a new challenge cropped up facing specifically workers. I think it's because we don't have our own currency. This multi-currency really, while people celebrated this introduction, but it had its own negative implications. I think that's what we see workers reporting for duty working, end of the week, no salary, end of the month, no salary. Railways, 6-7 months in arrears. These are parasitical. Even private companies owe workers a lot of money. That's a big challenge. We have done some litigation in other companies because clearly the employer would have breached the law by failing to pay a salary. So we have some arbitration awards in favor of workers. We prosecute, we implement those, we enforce those arbitration awards. And in some instances, we attach property. But it also becomes a problem if you litigate a company, attach property. Instead of losing 5 jobs, you now lose more jobs.
Now, in terms of membership, we are told that the membership is down to 150,000 from a peak of 300,000. Is this not a threat to ZCTU's existence?
Yes, trade union is about power, it's about numbers. It's not an office, it's not just a mere name. Therefore, the numbers you are talking about are a worry to workers that they are losing their colleagues.